Jesus stood above the great city and wept. Through the morning mist, he could see the ancient gates of Jerusalem. In the stillness of the moment, he remembered the prophets who had gone before him. Throughout the centuries, their noble words of promise called out again and again, but they were all too often drowned out by the noise of hatred and violence. Like a parent longing for a wandering child, his spirit ached to gather the people safely to his side. Like a faithful shepherd caring for his flock, he wanted to hold them close to his heart and shelter them in his arms of grace. The sun rose higher in the sky, and the road to Jerusalem stretched out before him. He began to walk, fully knowing the path ahead was paved with sorrow, but such was the power of his great love for his people. He must go to them and speak the words of promise again. The truth must once again ring through the winding streets of the city. Through his tears of compassion, he saw large crowds of people coming to meet him. They were waving palms and shouting praises. The people, for a moment, had seen a great light, and they rushed to welcome their promised king.
Long shadows upon the walls of the upper room as Jesus gathered with the disciples for the Passover feast. In this humble sanctuary, the King of Kings, the Creator of all life, knelt before his creation and washed the feet of his followers. Becoming a servant, the Son of God displayed the true nature of love as he comforted his friends. As it grew time for the Passover meal to be served, Jesus shared with his chosen ones the very heart of his mission. "This is my body, given for you. The disciples watched in wonder as the Savior lifted a chalice of wine. "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, shed for the redemption of many." It was there, in this simple room made of stone, that a new portrait of grace was given to the world. Gethsemane was a special place of quiet and solitude for Jesus. He would often go there to pray and be silent among the beauty of his creation. Following the Passover meal, Jesus and the disciples once again walked through the gates of the garden. Seeking comfort and refuge, they quieted themselves beneath a canopy of olive trees. The sylvan shadows of the grove crept across the ground as the evening grew deep. With the night falling hard around them, the disciples fell asleep while Jesus fell to the ground in agony. "Father, take this cup from me," he cried into the silent night. "If there be another way, take from me this bitter wine." His tearful cry rang out across the valley in lonesome echoes of sorrow and pain. As the earth caught his sweat drops of blood, Jesus surrendered his heart to the Father's will and embraced his calling. Suddenly, the golden stars shining in the distance became torches of violence. Led by Judas, armed centurions burst into the sanctuary of the garden, looking for Jesus. "Father, let thy will be done," he spoke as he rose to face his destiny.
Thank you.
Jesus was brought into the praetorium and stood before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. Though Pilate could find no just reason to detain Jesus, he acquiesced to the frenzied cries of the gathering mob and gave Jesus over to be executed. Taken from the courts, Jesus was beaten and then forced to carry a heavy wooden cross up a winding path to the place known as Golgotha, the place of the skull. There, outside the city walls, Christ's battered body was nailed to crude timbers and raised into place. A strange stillness blanketed the land as the Lamb of God began to die.
With outstretched arms, the Savior embraced the world with an everlasting love. With each whispered word, he proclaimed forgiveness and kindness. Unbounded grace flowed from his heart and baptized the barren soil around the cross with scarlet promise. Father, forgive them. He cried into the shadows. The heavens echoed in reply with rolls of living thunder. Standing like a mighty tower of strength, the cross reconciled heaven and earth once again. The ancient wounds were healed, and the scars of sin were banished forever. For it is written, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, and with his stripes we are healed.
Thank you.
As Jesus hung in the cruel embrace of a cross, he reached out to his mother with great tenderness and love. Even as he was covered with the sorrows of grief of a sinful world, his heart broke for Mary's sadness. In his compassion, he asked John to care for her. As Mary watched her son's life ebb away, she remembered all the miracles and wonders of his incredible life. As she remembered the day the angel spoke to her and how her fear was turned to joy.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
She could remember that evening in the Bethlehem stable when she held him in her arms.
My heart will remember this always.
She recalled her fear when, after their journey to Jerusalem for the Passover feast, she couldn't find her 12-year-old son. Her anxieties burst forth when she was reunited with him.
Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.
To which Jesus responded, why were you searching for me? Don't you know I had to be in my father's house? What she didn't understand there, she now grasped with a full realization as she watched him hanging on the cross. It is finished, he cried from the cross. Father, into your care I commend my spirit. Overwhelmed by grief, she looked into his eyes one last time as they closed in death. Took Jesus down from the cross. She held him a final time and washed his wounds with her tears.